KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's been a dramatic highway shootout, this time in Gauteng. Three suspected house robbers have been killed. The shootout with police happened this afternoon on the N1 highway in Sandton, causing major traffic delays there. Police believe the suspects were linked to a series of house robberies. Detectives and other officials are on the scene still investigating. A Durban couple says their seven-month-old baby with a life-threatening heart condition urgently needs surgery, but it comes at a steep cost. Kendrea Pillay from Chatsworth has Down syndrome and a congenital defect called VSD. She has two holes in her heart. It was discovered when she was 2 months old, and since then she's been in and out of hospital. Her father, Kevin Pillay, says his daughter's surgery was delayed after the cardiologist due to operate resigned. He says there is another specialist, but only emergency cases are being seen due to a waiting list.
If a child was in the ward turning purple, or a child was bleeding from their ears or nose or mouth, then only would they prioritize that child there to get the treatment.
Kendrea's mother, Denise Pillay, says they've exhausted their options, with the family now having turned to a private heart hospital where the surgery will cost over R1 million.
But the doctor did confirm that if we don't go through the operation, the baby will die in a couple of years' time because she becomes a high risk. There will be too much blood flowing into her lungs every month that will have she grows older.
The Pillays have launched a fundraising campaign to help their daughter. The Tsotsi film director Gavin Hood has described the late Presley Chweneyagae as an actor who gave all his best during the making of the film. Hood has been speaking at Chweneyagae's memorial service held at the State Theatre in Pretoria. He died last Tuesday at the age of 40. He got his big international break after starring in the 2005 film, which earned the country its first Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Hood says Presley's talent was real and humble in the industry.
In a world where so much is fake, manufactured, overproduced, narcissistic, Presley's raw talent was real and humble and truthful. That's what made his performance in Tsotsi so unforgettable. He knew that acting isn't about being in the spotlight. It's not about being famous. It is about being truthful in a space that a cast and crew create together, and a space of mutual support.
Chweneyagae will be laid to rest on Saturday. And two Greenpeace activists have been charged after taking a waxwork of French President Emmanuel Macron from a Paris museum to stage an anti-Russian protest. The statue was removed from the museum on Monday and placed in front of the Russian embassy. The following day, they took it to the headquarters of a French electricity giant EDF to protest France's economic ties with Russia. It was handed over to police that night. The pair were arrested before being released, with their lawyer claiming the man and woman spent 3 nights in a cell in appalling conditions. They've been charged with aggravated theft. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. In the women's first semi-final at Roland Garros between Aryna Sabalenka and Iga Świątek, it is 5-all in the first set. Gerda Steyn says that she continues to learn every comrades despite being a 3-time champion, and 9 uncapped players named in Rassie Rasmus's first box squad of 2025.